USA Radio News.
U.S. intelligence officials are evaluating the potential national security risks caused by former President Donald Trump keeping top secret documents at his Mar-a-Lago home. According to a letter obtained by Politico that was sent to top lawmakers by Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, appears to be the first acknowledgement by U.S. intelligence of the potential harm caused by the missing documents. The letter also came on the same day a federal judge partially unsealed the affidavit, revealing that prosecutors believed he was hiding top secret documents. As the Department of Justice and Office of the Director of National Intelligence review the material, they will make sure that it does not interfere with the DOJ's ongoing criminal investigation. This is USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
The Biden administration's supply of monkeypox vaccines is nearly large enough to immunize the entire high-risk population in the nation's outbreak, federal health officials have announced. This is all thanks to, in part, a technique to administer smaller doses that has effectively multiplied the country's supply of shots. The vaccine milestone comes as health officials say that they are watching with guarded hope signs the monkeypox outbreak may be slowing in Europe and in some parts of the United States. Two Air France pilots have been suspended after getting into a cockpit brawl mid-flight. It is not immediately clear what prompted the in-flight altercation, but both pilots have reportedly been temporarily suspended from flying while an internal investigation is conducted. This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
A total of 84 people across 4 states have been made ill by E. coli in an outbreak possibly tied to contaminated lettuce used in sandwiches sold at Wendy's restaurants. This is all according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention that issued an updated statement. 43 cases are in Michigan, 23 cases are in Ohio, 6 in Indiana, and 2 in Pennsylvania. Illnesses from infection with the gastrointestinal bacterium have been often severe. The exact source of the outbreak has not been officially confirmed, but the CDC stated that in 84% of cases, people reported eating at Wendy's before they became ill.
It stinks in Edinburgh. That's because there are piles of trash in the streets of the Scottish capital. Garbage collectors have been on strike for more than a week. Public Health Scotland says that the piles are threatening the health and safety of the public. The collectors plan to stay off the job through Tuesday. The warning comes as garbage collectors in a London borough walked off the job over a pay dispute. The UK has seen waves of strikes this summer affecting the public transit system and possibly primary schools and nurseries next month in Glasgow if a strike from council workers goes ahead. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.